أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with Asma al-Husna, today we will look at the attribute of al-Ghafoor, the concealer of faults. Now, the concealer of faults, al-Ghafoor, has a meaning very similar to what we looked at al-Ghaffar, which is the forgiver. But the concealer of faults, Al-Ghafoor, denotes an extensiveness of a different kind from that denoted by Al-Ghaffar, which is the forgiver. See, definitely Al-Ghaffar, the forgiver, denotes an extreme degree of forgiveness in respect of forgiveness that is repeated time after time. But Al-Ghafoor, the concealer of faults, forgives perfectly and completely, thereby reaching the ultimate degree of forgiveness. Again, it is derived from the same root word of ghafr, which is veiling or covering. He is al-ghafoor because he often veils the sins and forgives those who commit them. He doesn't dispute about them with his abd. Maghfira means the covering and the forgiving of sins. He protects his abd against his torment. Its verb actually means to openly overlook his sins. So Al-Ghafoor is the master whose power is perfect. He may unconditionally forgive due to the favors he bestows upon his abd and his benevolence. And the Quran refers very often to forgiveness. Allah has diversified it so that the hearts of those who disobey may never lose hope of his mercy. And so that nobody is despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forgives sins. He accepts tawbah. In Surah Al-Ghafir, Surah number 40, he says, "Ghafir al-dhanb wa qabil al-tawb shadid al-iqab." The forgiver of faults, the acceptor of tawbah. And maybe one of the most beautiful places where Al-Ghafoor comes up, and there are many, many places like this. Let's look at Surah number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 155, a dua that is out of this world. And so dua, we say, أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الغافرين. You are our guardian, therefore forgive us and have rahmah on us. And you are the best of forgivers. And look at the order he gives Rasulullah in Surah Al-Hijr, ayah 49. He says, نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Inform my abd that I am forgiving the merciful. So if in a nutshell I look at the three separate divine attributes of Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafir and Ghafoor, let's see how we can separate them. So Al-Ghafir is the quality of hiding the shameful acts of his abd, so they're able to live with each other, have iman in each other and respect each other. Otherwise, if Allah was not Al-Ghafir and did not hide our faults, our adverse opinions, our ugly thoughts and hateful feelings, they would neither be a society nor a single family. Next, it's Al-Ghafoor, who hides our faults in the realms where we don't even think about, for example, in the spiritual and angelic realms. Neither the angels nor the spiritual side of the world can see these. He hides our faults from them so that we will not be ashamed in the hereafter. It's a further extension of Ghafran. And finally, Al-Ghaffar is the most encompassing. A human being whose faults are hidden from others is safe from being ashamed in front of them, but he may still be ashamed of himself within himself. Everyone has a degree of consciousness which suffers from his actions. It is Al-Ghaffar who hides a person's faults, even from himself, makes him forget in order to alleviate his suffering. So Abdul Ghafoor, when he applies this attribute to himself, then he is the forgiver of wrongs and one who hides faults. You know, if Al-Ghafoor relieves us from the suffering of continual remembrance of our faults, from the knowledge of our faults, even from the angels and from the eyes of other people, to such a compassionate Rabb, should we not confess our sins? Should we not repent with tears in our eyes and ask his forgiveness? If you feel guilty and you feel heavy-hearted, recite Ya Ghafoor 100 times after your Salatul Jama'ah on Friday, and inshallah Allah may relieve the pain of the heavy heart and also forgive the sin.